Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
All right, so we're going to end the chat and the Zoom function. Everyone is taking notes. Those of you who want to hop on over to the prayer call, this is the Holy Ghost after party. And I know I can feel the bubbling. They're like, that's it. You can't close today. And that's fine. We will open up. But for the 7-day Q4 action challenge, we have ended with victory. We have ended with a blessing from God's servant. Hunty, yes, I'm biased. She always trying to throw it back on me, but I'm throwing it back on her. This was an uprooting of some things that needed to be attended to in this season to close out 2020 strong. I know that I serve a real God because this is the day he said to end with the narrow road. And I want to thank Rebecca Danielle publicly. That's, you know, my daughter without labor pains who helped me just write it out. And I thank God for the way covenant relationships work. She was like, okay, Madre. She didn't even second guess when I start talking about all the things I want to do. She's like, all right, let me write it down. And we organized this week with intention and prayer so that it could be a breakthrough. If this is what you want as far as investing and getting access to the replays, a special strategy call to close out the year, we will send that link for you to be able to invest in doing that, period. Like right now, we're elevating. We're moving up, and I really want to work with those who are ready to do the work. I can no longer stretch myself on just, you know, hope and motivation to help you. You've had enough of that for me, and you have enough opportunities to invest. Now it's time for the real work to begin. So I'm looking forward for those who are going to take the next step. You'll receive that information in your email blast coming out for us. And we want to thank you for being a part of this week, a part of our praise and worship in the morning, and each and every faculty member that showed up to be a blessing to each and every one of you. Thank you for being a blessing to me. And you can join us on a prayer call. For those who don't know how to access the prayer call, let me just give you the number. I have to check my own number because we're going to close out the Zoom now and then go into the call. So the number is 712. I'm looking at my right number. Lord Jesus, you see what happens when we just pull it up on here. I want to make sure I'm giving you the right one. We changed it, so that's why I need to check. 712-432-9028. That's 712-432. Oh, look, LaVita done put it in the chat. That's why I love y'all. See, y'all take care of me. You make sure that I remember what I'm supposed to share. You put the PIN number in. I love y'all. So go ahead in that chat. LaVita put it in, 712-432-9028, because we're closing out the Zoom right now. Thank you so much for being here. And I'll catch all of you who jump on the after party on the prayer call. Dr. Jolly, love you. I'll talk to you later, sis. Bye-bye, everyone. Stay blessed. God cover and keep each of us and let us do our part to show ourselves approved by proving you and doing the work that you have called us to do by being profitable if we're going to be in business. Amen. Amen. Bye-bye. Okay, family. Now I am totally dedicated to you, and you are able to press star one.
Oh, my.
Goodness. Look.
Who is my, oh, mine, oh, mine? Tell everybody your name, where you calling from, and what you are grateful for on this year, 19th day of the month of December, the year 2020, after Christ.
Oh, my. This is C. Misty coming from Queens, New York, a.k.a. Celia.
Hey, my Celia.
Look.
This week has been a fire. I want to deny that. Started off with your millennial minister?
Rebecca Dio.
Yes. And okay, everybody's name is going out of my head because of Dr. Jotty right now. Minister Boy. They opened up with fire, and every day has been fire. But today, and it's like you didn't even put her into the Q4 training. You just waited for today. To just light the torch, not even a fire. You light the torch and set the barn on fire with the information and the nuggets that she dropped. I've heard her speak on the Faithpreneur stage. What was it? 2018, mm-hmm. When she first shared her story. And I got to speak with her directly then, and I fell in love with her since then. But every time I hear her speak, she resonates more and more in my spirit and my next step on the financial steps that I need to take. And I know I'm the one who, so the thing that she made, the comment she made about ending her 2020, I wrote that post. Because so many people is rushing into 2021. We still have, 11 days left in this year that people have already written off. They still have vacated 11 days of blessing of what God can possibly still do in their lives. 11 days of gifts that God possibly still have for them. They've already vacated it because they're looking for January 1st. 11 days that we know what God do in 7 because he created this whole world. What do you think he could do in 11? But you've already put your mind past it because of everything that happened the previous 350 some odd days behind us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yes, we've had our tears. We sorrowed. I woke up with the passing of another coworker from the days when I used to work in the government. But you cannot say every day for the last 350 plus days has been a day of sorrow, that you haven't received a blessing, that you haven't had a good day, that he didn't make you laugh, he didn't bring a smile to your face. And if you can't say that, then you're not aligned with the God that I serve. Because the God that I serve doesn't keep us in sorrow every day, 24 hours, 365 days a year. There will be the days of sorrow. There will be the time of testing. Yesterday, everybody asked me, how was I doing? Am I saying I'm being tested, but I'm being blessed? The night before, I was like, okay, God, I need the finances to move to this next step. A thought drops in my head. I questioned because I still have a hard time saying, is it me or is it God? So I put it out someplace to question it. I get a phone call through another stream of income. I get an order. The next day, I mentioned it to my prayer sister, Regina, and we talk about it. God blesses me with another order. I'm now going to move on that thought in my head because I know it's not me, it's of God. He's already confirmed it twice. Dr. Jolly just confirmed it again when she said, stop looking outside for the leader that's inside of you. And I question that leader inside of me so often. Though I know I'm a leader, I've been told this from teachers from every place, even when I was in college, they directed me into leadership classes. But I still question that leader in me when it comes down to following my own word. Because if I'm not sure if it aligns with my father, I question it, which we should, to make sure we're not following our ego, but we're following our father. But I'm not going to vacate what he can possibly do in these 11 days for the blessing that I know he told me I'm going to have. And 42 days. Because if I skip over the 11 days, that blessing isn't going to happen because then I'm going to vacate everything, every step he needs me to take now, the preparation he needs me to do now for what he has for me in 2021. If we don't do this preparation now, the blessings he has, he can't give us because we're not prepared for it. If we don't prepare ourselves, it's like waste. He's not going to wait. He tells us in a word, we don't throw our pearls to swine. Well, at the same time, he's not going to put us someplace to watch us fall deliberately. So if he has a door for you to walk through, but you don't prepare yourself for it, he's going to keep it closed until you're ready to walk. And trust me, been there for the last 2 years. He's held a door closed because there was something I wasn't doing. Until I sat down, it's like, okay, Daddy, what is this? Because this merry-go-round, I'm tired of, and I went off of it. And then I listened. So yes, you have to be that alignment. And that road is very narrow because you can't sit up there and go wide and go into an armful of people who say they're going to help you and be distracted and attracted to every wind and calling around you. You have to follow his direct word. And his direct word isn't going to have every Tom, Dick, and Harry who say, oh, we're here there for you. His direct word is going to say, no, I want you to work with this person. No, I want you to go this way. No, I want you to open that door. No, I want you to shut that door. And you have to listen to it. Otherwise, what he has for you will not manifest until you're ready to listen. He did this to me in 2017 when he moved me out of the shelter. He told me what apartment I need, how, what type of apartment, where it needed to be located in the building. When I decided I was going to go here because this was a new development, it's closer to where my son's father was, it was this and that, but it was going to put me on a 20th floor, that door closed. I was going to go someplace else. It wasn't in the proper distance that he told me it needed to be from the doctors, the church, and the school. That door closed. When I sat down and I'm like, okay, Daddy, what am I doing? He's like, I told you what to look for. When I then decided to listen to him and stay within the parameters he told me, within 20 days, I was out of the shelter and into my apartment. The road is narrow. And we have to follow it. But we have to stay aligned. So yes, Dr. Jolly, I love her word because she's always a bonfire. Mm-hmm. Always. Absolutely. To myself.
Well, thank you for sharing your testimony. And of course, you know, I only keep the best of the best around me. I'm blessed and fortunate to have these relationships. And that's why I talk about leveraging your relationships, resources, and revenue. Everything that this faithpreneur movement has done, will do. God is using my life as a living sacrifice and testimony, trust and believe. So I'm glad that you were able to glean the insight that you were, and I'll give opportunity to those who want to share as well. And I'm sorry that you didn't have the clarity for some of you. Some had no issues hearing, and then some had a little bit of issue hearing her microphone. So thank you for just pushing through and hopefully capturing some of the summaries through the rest of the interaction we had on the call. So who else is here that's either new to the call or a veteran and you just want to say a word, press star one, tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for. I see two lines opening up. Just make sure you press star one or we won't be able to hear you.
See, that don't make me talk again. Folks don't have their fingers, their trigger finger together. But I just wanted to say this quickly. Y'all go to to Amazon. And the thing about it, those of us who, if you couldn't hear Dr. Jolly, guess what? Dr. Stacy's heart is still offering a blessing. This bonus of this recording for the end of the seventh day to be at rest for our finances is still a bonus. So don't fuss. Don't complain no more. Just be prepared to do your investment to get the 7 days because it was powerful. And y'all, just take time to do your social media. Your main social media should be looking at your page and Dr. Stacy's page. I just wanted to say that, Doc. So y'all go to Amazon. You can get the Narrow Road. It's there. It's awesome, and it's time for us to make a change. Dr. Stacy, I love you so much. Winston's in the refrigerator. There's no chocolate milk, but he's gonna survive. But I love you. I love you. I love you. Because this week was I'm just looking for the link so I can make the investment, because this is, I don't know whether to say an encyclopedia of financial comeback. Oh my God, it was on fire. And just thank you to your team. So I love you guys, and I'm going back on me.
Love you, Rob. Thank you so much. Appreciate you always being here. And yeah, you still got to handle the Trump and milk situation, but I love you, my brother. My love as well. And thank you for being on the call. So I totally forgot. I'm supposed to be in another meeting that started already, but I'll catch up with them in a little bit. I just wanted to make sure that those of you who are still on the call, if you wanted to share your name, where you're calling from, what you're grateful for, that you can do that now before we close out in prayer. And if there are any prayer requests that...
Somebody's got a mute, though.
Yeah.
I think that's me. No, I think it's me. I'll press... Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you barely. Go ahead, dear.
Hi. Good morning, Dr. Stacy and everybody. Thank you so much. It's Regina calling from the Bay Area, California. And I was out walking this morning, and I had that text alert told me I needed to get on this call. And I have been truly blessed. I'm so grateful for you guys and for everyone. And Dr. Jolly, oh my God. Woo, she truly blessed me this morning. As well as you, Dr. Stacy, as always. I mean, I love you. You have been amazing. You put something in my heart today around that giving piece. And it's something that I've been struggling with over the years. You know, I've been many of programs, and I know Jason, and but I get pulled into the community so much. And I have to remember, I have to be that example for them as well by standing fully in my business and standing fully by those principles and that narrow road that leads to success, and being a living example to them in ways that I don't have to just give away all of my time. And I so appreciate that. And I will be purchasing Dr. Jolly's book, because I most definitely need to get on that narrow road. And I'm just so grateful for everybody this morning, that truly I've been asking God, what is it that you want me to do? I know I'm being called to do more in my business. And this was it for me today. It's like, okay, that's it. So I'm so grateful for this morning, and thank you.
Oh, you are welcome. So good hearing your voice, Regina. Thank you for logging on. I knew this would be a blessing. So Prayer Call family, you got a bonus today being involved in the Action Challenge. So thank you so much, Regina. That probably was because you're outdoors walking. And you know I love that. You're moving something. I'm going to be doing my workout. Girl, Regina, I'm thinking I'm sexy, honey. I actually like the treadmill now. I'm doing some little Apple fitness, and my speed done went up. You can't tell me nothing.
I know that's right. Got to keep it tight. Yes.
No, but I appreciate you, sis. Thank you for being here on the call, and just God's continued blessings. And as we've been saying over and over again, 2020 is not over. You know, Jill, you made a great point. You know, he created the world in 7 days. We got almost double that to go. So let's just do what we need to do to stay the course, do the work, and watch God work. So God bless you, sis. Thank you for being on this morning.
God bless.
Yes, your voice, Regina. Hey, Dr. Stacy, okay. And let me tell you something. This is Jason, by the way, Lakewood, Washington, y'all. I really appreciated everything that happened on, you know, through this whole bonus, the 7-day bonus challenge that you gave to the faithpreneur, that you sold into everybody. Let's just call it what it is. And here's the thing that I want to kind of, you know, key into, and that is this, is that you always know when the person who is speaking has a deep founded relationship with God, because there is a different way in which they approach the words that proceed from their mouths. Okay. When you know where your orders come from, there is a settling, and that settling transfers over to all who are hearing you. And every single time that I hear Dr. Pamela C. B. Jolly speak, she comes from that place. And so I so appreciate that, because there is a stability in hearing God's word, no matter which child it comes out of. And so I wanted to just kind of let everybody kind of think on that. When you're approaching your business, when you're approaching your life, there's a certain place of settling that you have to be in. And that does come from that relationship that you share with God, so that as you move and as you speak, you're not depending on your own, you know, pluses or minuses as a human. You are depending on and leaning on, you're standing firm on the word that God has already established. And so you have to know what that word is for you, so that as you move and as you speak, you know that you are operating according to his word that has been embedded in you, that it will not return to him void, so that you can move forward and deliver what it is that he's placed in you to deliver. Because when you do that, there's a transference that takes place, so that all who are hearing you, they're hearing God. You're operating as an ambassador, and then your yeses will be the yeses that you need to hear in order to move your business forward, to forward the kingdom. So I always appreciate when I hear her talk, because I know that that's where she's gonna, what she's going to bring to the table. And I know that I can always hear what God is saying to me, and he's given me quite a few words through her mouth. And it makes sense. You know, so I'm really, and so when I said I'm looking forward to 2021, it's not because 2020 has been an amazing year for me. I don't speak too much on it, because I know that it has been impactful in very negative ways for many people, and I don't want to seem insensitive, you know, but 2020 is not a year that I necessarily want to see go away. But what I was looking forward to is 2021, when the narrow road becomes an open course, an open class for folks to take. So I'm really looking forward to that. Really looking forward to that.
Awesome, my brother. Yep, we're having a good time. We're having so much fun with the narrow face to north. And we're like, okay.
Yeah.
Because we've been working on this for a while, and we didn't want to put it out until God was finished with some of the other pieces to it. So,
right.
I'm telling you. It's really
and I believe
fun.
That this is the foundational piece that we all need, because it's like, you know, there's a lot of programs and things out there that speak to, you know, how you make it in business and all of that. But I believe that we're moving into that season where it's about having that foundation so set and so secure that you know that every step that you make, it is ordained by God. So this thing that you all are working on right now, I'm so excited about it, because this is what I believe is coming to the table through you all.
Amen. Look, to God be the glory. He knows that we are just here to do his will. He know this child of his, though. You know, I'm like, Jesus, all of this. Like, can we talk? Can we talk to the bench? Can we have a little sidebar? Can we huddle? Like, what the what? But I thank him for how he moves and what he is doing. It's so not about me, but what he's doing through me, what it's doing for all of those in the Faith North movement. And starting at Charity Begins at Home, starting with my own family, starting with what my grandmother never got to see on earth, as she's getting the view from heaven. Just understanding that this is so much bigger than me. I had no idea. I'm like, what in the world? And just seeing the fruits of that and seeing some glimpses of it even showing up in my own children. So I just really thank God for what he is doing and, you know, everything that comes with it. I tell you all, when you say yes, don't think that somebody just handing you a bed of roses to just roll down on, honey. You got to go and fight through this, because the enemy is going to try to interrupt. He's going to try to put distractions. That's why God gave me that foundational word. to understand that you keep taking action despite the distraction. As you move and you press towards that mark, you're pressing towards that clarity. You're pressing towards writing the vision and making it plain. And as we have our, in our framework for this, we have our sacred text for the narrow road that you heard, and there's the sacred text for faithpreneurs that I've been sharing with you. So starting with Habakkuk, starting with Luke, 1:37, starting with understanding that this is the time for the plans that God has made. So how we merge and pull together the foundational text that God gave us, it's just like, wow, wow, wow. All we keep saying is wow, 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 because God was setting this up years and years and years ago. Who knew what he was getting ready for such a time as this, for such a moment in history as 2020? What is about to unfold as a result as we move into 2021. I have not seen, ears have not heard. It's not just repeating scriptures, really understanding that there is an explosion and a shifting that is taking place for those who are standing in obedience, for those who've been waiting patiently with expectancy, and now doing the work of unblinding our faith, as Dr. Jolly mentioned, and using the biblical strategy of showing up as the head and not the tail. So I'm grateful that all of you are part of the journey and on the journey. And I'm just excited about what's next and look forward to hearing the continued testimony of what God is doing. Nothing is wasted. There's no judgment in whatever part of the journey you're on and whatever stage on the road you have reached. It's all relative to where you are building your faith muscle in this gym called life. So you have to just keep moving down. And as you learn more, you grow more. Your mind will never go back to its original capacity once you've stretched it to open up to the possibility of how you apply the word and not just read the word. So I'm excited about that. And I think there's two other folks that look like that wants to get in. So I want to make sure we get you in before we wrap up the powerful.
And what are those scriptures again? Habakkuk what?
Habakkuk 2:2-4.
And Luke 6:31, you said?
No, I'll run down all of mine for faithfulness. So it's Habakkuk 2:2-4, Proverbs 13:18, 2 Kings 4, Isaiah 40:30, and Luke 1:37.
2 Kings 4, you said?
Yes, 4, and I believe it is, oh, I forgot to put the scripture numbers. I'll tell you that. 1, 6. So you'll be seeing that in some of the additional pieces, the volume 2 for Action, despite the distraction, is 2 Kings 4:1-7. And Isaiah 40:31 and Luke 1:37. So those are the texts that God has been building out the next level of the work that you'll be hearing and seeing. And then we're merging our sacred texts together for the narrow road for faith to know. So this is just an exciting time, and it's an exciting opportunity to really stand in what God has already promised and ordained, and knowing that he's not a man that he would lie, right? So we can trust him. You hear me say it over and over again. His word doesn't come back to him void. He's the same God. So whatever is causing the irritant on the road to creating your pearl, you're learning the lesson.
Yes.
And you're fixing and you're making the incision that Dr. Jolly talked about today to cut away what is not of God and what is not a part of his plan for you. It may work for somebody else, or maybe something else, but that is the prayer time and the prayer closet of where we're going in to close out this 2020. So I'm just thrilled. I just thank God for who he is. You know, we all have to go down the road, right? Mm-hmm. Straight is the way, narrow is the road, right? The wide, it's easy. It's easy to do what everybody else is doing. It's easy to just like, you only live once. You're going to die anyway. We can make all these ignorant statements that don't serve us and don't help us to pursue what it is God has for us. So clearly, Jesus is playing zero games in this season. And I am looking forward to hearing how each and every one of you is able to stand on that word and to see the manifestation of God's promise. So I think there's one other person. If that is you trying to get through.
It is me. Good morning, everyone. This is Annette in Maryland. And I just wanted to say I am so grateful for your 7-day QFA for Action Challenge. You have often said that when the student is ready, the teacher shows up. I can tell you that I know this. In the past, I have a corporate job, but I'm always thinking of revenue streams and working on things. And in the past, I made excuses. I was successful despite my own shortcomings. Only God's grace, mercy, and divine intervention has gotten me to where I am. But I decided, and that you go to all these different motivational things, you read live newsletter, and what are you really doing? You know, you go, you feel warm and fuzzy, but you ain't executing nothing. I had to get real with myself. So I decided that I'm tired of being tired. I'm going to go to this 7-day thing. I'm going to show up every day with no excuses, because I'm good at distraction and excuses. I'm just keeping it real. Day one, those people started, they are like the old-fashioned prayer warriors. They spoke peace, clarity, and praise over my life. I felt like they were talking to me. And that youngster was on fire. She was on fire. That touched my soul. That gave me the strength to show up for day two, which hit me hard because my middle name is procrastination. Again, I'm keeping it real. All the things around me were tumbling out of control. I didn't understand why. I kept praying about it and worrying about it. Two dichotomies. But again, when the student is ready, the teacher shows up. Enter Dr. Stacy, day two. The takeaway number one for me was get rest, get help, create some systems, use a calendar, create time blocks. All those things I know, but I wasn't doing. But when the student is ready, the teacher shows up. That afternoon, I had an annual doctor's appointment. And I was telling my doctor how I can't sleep. I'm waking up different times of the night. My brain is racing. And she said, your mind is like being in Best Buy, looking at 32 TVs, and every TV is on another channel. I was kind of insulted, like, what are you saying? But then she took me by my hand and said, but my beloved, you've come to the right place at the right time. And she sat there and talked to me like a doctor, but like a woman to woman, about the importance of rest. That number one, you gotta rest, because that stifles your creativity, you can't focus, you're irritable. It will guard you in this COVID pandemic, because the body is reproducing cells, the immune system is at work only when you rest. So that was confirmation of what you talked about on day two. And she said, so many times we as women put a Band-Aid on a gaping wound and we keep going. And eventually it's going to bust open and pus is going to ooze out everywhere. And we hope we live through it. She said, but the worst thing that can happen is we live through it in a nursing home in a debilitated state and we can't move. And people visit us for a minute, but then that stops. That was like mind-boggling to me. Again, when the student is ready, teacher shows up. I took away from day three, I was anxious to get on these calls now. At 8:30, I set an alarm because I know I procrastinate, I get unfocused, I start doing other things, and then before you know it, it's 9:15. But I'm determined and I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. So day three, they talk about back office operations. Now, I thought that was more pertinent to business owners, but then I said, you are a business owner. You own a $5 million territory selling caskets for the leading casket manufacturer in the world. This is your business. So it really resonated with me as I researched Dropbox, Adobe Suite, and Asana. Now, those are things I figured, like, I should know about, but honestly, I didn't. Again, I had to get honest with myself of what I knew and what I didn't know. Then he came around day four, and this badass, I mean, excuse me, attorney, that woman was awesome. He gave me confirmation about the first thing she started with is, I have a dream of real estate. I have some rental property now, and I thought, oh, being a landlord, I got a couple of properties. I got it going on. And she started out with, don't be a landlord. Be a mortgage. Don't be the landlord. Be the one that holds the mortgage. Be the mortgage company. That was so like, huh? I started researching that. That reframed my whole thought about how do you make money in real estate? You know, everybody can flip. Everybody can be a landlord. But how about everybody paying you the mortgage? So I've been researching that. That was mind-boggling. But again, when the student is ready, the teacher shows up. I'm sorry if I'm like passionate, but I'm almost in tears. This has been such a mind-boggling week. It made me stop. It made me pivot. It made me pause. It made me really look at, and we all have to look at, nope, we don't have to. I have to. Let me own it. What's working, what's not, and where's the gap? And I uncovered there's a lot of gaps going on, and only God's grace and mercy has taken me through it. But it's time to stop and really analyze what is working and what's not, and where is the gap. Then day five, that woman talked about what I consider the new wealth is health. Honey, it don't matter how much money you make if you can't get out of bed, period. Enough about day five. Day six, the accountability. I got to be honest. You said that the first five people, you know, you'll do an accountability thing with, I was typing the whole time, putting together my case because I wanted to be one of the five. Well, when it came to that day and you said, we got the five people, I thought, nobody's called me. I know they would have taken mine. I put together a good case study. Only God. I sent it to the wrong friggin' place. I looked at the email like they hadn't seen it. Nope, you sent it to the wrong place. And I believe God did that on purpose because what he said to me, and I'm hearing today, is that I didn't need anybody to be accountable. I need to be accountable to myself. And I already have the answers. If I follow the days and the formula, I already have. God's given me the answers already in myself. So you weren't supposed to get that email. It was supposed to go to the wrong place. So sometimes things happen without it supposed to happen. And then I come to today. I'll be honest, I couldn't hear any of what she said. And I'm not, you know, like Jason, a geek, but I do have some geek toys. And I pulled out my little Bose Mini, and I'm syncing my phone to it. I can't hear on the Bose Mini. I'm stressing. I have a Bose soundbox. I hook up my phone to the soundbox. Can't hear a thing. But I know it's working because, Dr. Stacy, when you came on, I could hear you, but I heard none of what she said, to be honest. I leaned in and it didn't make a difference for me. But then that was God saying, okay, and that first, the old me would be all unglued and what's the matter with your technology and what's the matter? Nope, Spirit said, you ain't supposed to hear that part. You can get it in the replay. You're supposed to take the time you can't hear and go back over the 5 days and let them sink into your soul. And that's what I did, which is why I can articulate what I'm saying because I really thought about this. So I'm grateful, Dr. Stacy, for all the awesome people you've had this week. I am grateful for the call that you had that I would even be tagged in after meeting you years and years ago at an NSN dinner, that it would take me to this place where I believe I am divinely in the right place at the right time. And I know that when the student is ready, the teacher shows up. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Girl, I'm just going to take this whole clip to be my commercial for the 7-day action challenge. And then you summarized it all. And you should have just logged into the Zoom. You had access to it. And you would have been able to hear everything there because you were a part of the challenge, but everything happens according to plan. And, you know, like I said, I will be sharing. I just need to give the team a chance to download and collate everything in what we're doing. We're actually going to be announcing a beta for the membership that we're changing to and just really looking to be intentional about how we show up and serve our faithpreneurs on this narrow road. So I thank you for confirming that this was necessary, that while I have a zillion things going on, that I was able to just get the calm in my spirit. It flowed out of me so fast that it took literally 3 hours to pull it together. I sent a message to all of the faculty members checking their availability. And before, quick, get ready. They were like, we got you. No, that's awesome. We're in. And that's the alignment of when things are moving according to God's plan. You don't hit up any brick walls because he has laid out the foundation. He has laid out the way in which it would go. And I'm just grateful to each and every one of them because they are serving with their skill set, their knowledge, to add and contribute to what we're building in Destiny Designers University. My desire is to empower all of those with that capacity to serve and to share and to teach. So you're going to be seeing some of the way in which the model is shifting so that the investment can be made in the brilliance of all of those who have been called for such a time as this. It's not just about, I appreciate the compliments and the thanks. That's God in me that you're complimenting. That's me being obedient to what he says, even when I'm dragging my feet and I'm like, really, Jesus, that I'm still working and walking in that obedience to serve his people. So when you see the faculty members who are part of the Q4 focus, you know, TC, Jason, Dr. Teresa Martin, they were a part of that. As you see this challenge and everyone who showed up, this is all a part of divine alignment and relationship. I announced that Elizabeth was going to be the Dean of Health and Wellness, and that there are other faculty members who are here in the family that you've heard their voices. So they're going to be getting information on how they become a part of the staff for that, the D. Terrell, the Mega, right? Those who are in the space of health and wellness. You heard Minister Boyd and our millennial minister, Rebecca Danielle. They're going to be a part of leading that part of the spiritual growth and development. You hear Roz all the time being here stewarding. She has a special assignment that I'll be talking to her about what she's doing in the community with her work, because these are all divine assignments. When we talk about how we show up in the kingdom, it's not about one person's work. It's about the collective body. You see what my brother Jason adds each and every week to the work and the special way in which he is showing up in the market, mastering media, understanding how to purposefully use certain gifts and talents to get the word out to the masses, to who we're intending to be of service to. So I'm just thrilled at how all the pieces are coming together. Did I get it all on November 29th, 2014, when we launched Destiny Designers University? No, but I launched. I moved. We had a 10-hour launch. I didn't eat. I barely drank water. I wasn't hungry. I was excited. We curated content 10 hours straight, launching this platform. I didn't have all the pieces. I wasn't clear about every layer of the strategy. I was actually getting overwhelmed by everybody else trying to interpret my assignment for me. And until I stopped and said, wait, Lord, it's weighing too heavy. Your burden is light. Like, what? Something not right. Help me to see how this should go, what you want me to do. And each year that we've celebrated the movement of the work, we had success stories. We had great things that were happening, but there was still a refining. There was still a laser focused opportunity to get clearer and clearer and clearer about the vision. That's why the opening text for the work that a faithpreneur does is write the vision and make it plain. So as I wrote it, as I started building in budget, as I started doing more to ask for clarity around the vision, God opens up the next level. And he continues to open up the next level. That's what the journey, that's the modeling of the behavior that I want to see for our faithpreneurs in this movement. That we're okay with doing what Annette said. I know certain things. I've done all of this investing. I've showed up at every conference and every meeting, but it's still something there. There's a roadblock. There's an impediment. There's a distraction. I got to face this thing. I got to sit with this and figure out how am I showing up? What am I not contributing to my own success? That's the power in community. That's the power in understanding who you are, whose you are, and what you are here to do. So Annette, I just thank you for summarizing the entire week for us, for being transparent and open with your testimony. I say it over and over again. It wasn't until I started facing the things I needed to fix that things shifted. That's why I talk about it. I don't share. I don't get up on stages and just try to roll out and pontificate and elaborate on my words. Yes, I know a body of words that I can use and intelligently speak the Queen's language, as they say. I'm about the work, the results. And I share mine with you as I want you to grow in that same direction. So together, we can be found in him. Together, we can be good examples of what it means to shine a light in a dark world, to walk in integrity to God, and be successfully compensated in the marketplace for business, and breaking down what it truly means to be cash flow positive. So thank you, Annette. You stirred me up. You see, I just ran off on a tangent. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to make it into this meeting. They'll probably, my ears are ringing. They talk about me, but they'll be all right. I've served my time with them. This is for my sorority. We're taking care of closing out some things for the year, but this is my first priority, which is my Saturday VIP, Faith North VIP prayer call. So the Holy Ghost after party is for real today. And I thank you all for participating and being a part and pushing through. For those who weren't able to hear clearly, but you will have an opportunity to get the entire recording when we put that out in the blast. We'll send it in the text blast for those of you who get those, in our email blast, and what we'll be sharing widely on social media. So I see one other person is standing by. Annette, love you and looking forward to continuing the conversation. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, it's Patricia in Houston, and I'm not going to take real long. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for the 7-day challenge. Ditto to everything that lady said earlier that broke it down, because every subject that was covered, it was like it was for me. Even the part about the fitness, I was like, I don't need to hear that one. But, oh, my goodness, it was so good. And, like, this is information that I need to share with my family that desperately need it, and 92. But the girl, I got up at 7 o'clock this morning and logged in. I'm in Central Time, so I was thinking that it was already time to log in. I was a whole hour early, and I'm like, why is it not coming on? That's how excited I was, and I was like, oh my goodness, I logged in an hour too early. The other thing I wanted to say is, I want to thank you for constantly reminding us that, okay, you can say thank you, but thank me with action. Do what you need to do instead of just thank you me. That's the best way you can thank me. So I want to thank you for constantly reminding us of that, you know. And I think the sound issues that we're having, that's just the devil trying to keep the word that we need from us. And that's what that's about. So, you know, he's a lie, devil's a lie. Just constant distractions to try to keep me from getting on today. My mom fell down while we were on the phone. I'm on my way to the emergency right now, but I'm going to meet my sister there. She's going to get her to the hospital, but she fell while we were on the phone. So, you know, you know, so I just want to say thank you. And I will be circling back with all that I've accomplished since we've been connected, so that you know that I'm not just saying thank you, I'm actually doing some things. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Patricia. And what's mom's name so we can pray for her?
Her name's Mary Almazan. Thank you.
Okay, we'll be praying for the Mary. And make sure
thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless everyone here on the call.
Absolutely. Thank you, Patricia. And thank you for that and for taking the action. That means the world to me. So I appreciate that you have zoned into that, tuned into that. And I thank you for it. So God bless you. And we'll be praying for Mother Mary that she will be fine and that no bones broken. Maybe she's a little shaken up, but that everything is okay. We know as we climb the ladder, falls are dangerous. So we're just going to pray a hedge of protection around her. Even right now, as your sister is transporting and getting her to the hospital, that God releases his healing angels to cover her. And we thank you for buffering what could have been worse in her fall, and that you'll be able to share a praise report when we gather together by God's grace again. So thank you for letting us know, and we will keep her covered and lifted in our prayers.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, family, I think there was another person that was standing by, so I just want to give you an opportunity. If you are new and you're still hanging on, look, love you.
Dr. Stacy?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Dr. Stacy. It's Maria.
Maria! Hey, beautiful.
I just want to tell you, I don't think I've ever been anyone's intention. And when I received that call, I was, whoa. So thank you for that. And I joined on day 3. And I've been emotional ever since. I did get in action immediately. And you took me out of a really dark, dark place. I was doubting everything. I just want to thank you and everyone who was part of your gift, because it was a life-saving, life-changing gift. And I can never thank you enough, and everyone on the call, and all the contributors, and everyone at the university. And I took great notes. And not only did I take great notes, but I've been very much in action, and I will never dishonor you and everything that you guys have done by not being in action. And the Lord just really showed up this week for me in many different ways, even through someone else who shared with me, I believe it was Matthew 4:1-11, about when we are alone, how the enemy tries to grab us at our weakest. But in comes this program and that phone call, and I can't thank you enough.
Oh, Maria, you are more than welcome. And that's why I talk about not suffering in silence. That's the enemy's trick and plan, is to isolate you from others who can encourage you and remind you of what you know, remind you of God's love and his promise. So I'm so glad that you said that. Somebody else needed to hear it, because a lot of times we think we're the only one going through something, or the enemy tries to make us feel ashamed of things that we've conquered, or things that we've gone through, or things that we're still going through. But he's a lie. God came for those who are struggling. He was able to deal with those who everybody else shunned, because the love of Christ extends past your circumstance, because he knows who you are and what you need to conquer to get to who you are. And if you stay by yourself, the mind is where the enemy plays. My pastor preached that sermon over and over again, that the mind is the devil's playground. So if we stay by ourselves in our own feelings, in our mind, he's able to work overtime to try to discourage us, to try to defeat us, but he is a lie from the pits of hell. So that's number one, Maria. I just want to thank you for sharing that. And two, everybody that's on the Facebook VIP prayer call heard me tell the story of how we met. It was after Faithpreneur Weekend 2020, tired, exhausted, and hungry. My sister said, well, let's go eat. And my sister loved to find all sorts of places to go. And I was so tired. Old man Jenkins, you know, that's my sister, my youngest. He was driving. And, you know, he just got his junior license that August, like the week of the conference. And I was so exhausted, I fell asleep and didn't realize this boy was on the highway. When I woke up, we're out in Long Island, and we were at the restaurant Paul. And I don't take anything for granted that God does. I see his hand in every movement. And we sat outside, and there were bees flying everywhere. And because of COVID, because of all the stuff that was going on, we were like, okay, we'll just sit outside and eat. But those bees were terrorizing me. And if you know anything about me, I do not like bees. I can eat some honey, but I don't like bees. I'm like, Lord, help me to understand. We need bees on the earth. So we were moving from one location outdoors to another. And here comes Maria and two of her girlfriends sitting down, and we're all like swatting bees. And Maria recognized me, and I didn't know how, because my sister had on the shirt and my son had on the shirt for Facepreneur Weekend. She was like, wait, I've seen that. I know that person. And then made the connection that it was me. And it was so funny how it happened that God created that space at a restaurant called Salt, when he tells us to be the salt of the earth. Like, I'd look at those things, and that we were about to leave because of the bees. We asked them to pack up our food so that we could take it in the car and we could go, because I was like, okay, I'm done. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I'm hungry. This is not a good combination. Let's just pack it up. My nieces are like, auntie, the bees. So we were literally about to leave. You all came to celebrate a birthday. And talking and finding out that my son's birthday was the same. Is it your birthday, Maria, or was it one of the other ladies?
Is he December?
No, he was August. December. Who had the August birthday?
Oh, Dawn. That was Dawn's birthday. Dawn.
Right. Dawn had the August birthday. And we just struck up conversation, and in my spirit, because I wouldn't have normally done that, because I didn't know you. I didn't even know if you would identify with being a faithpreneur. And I had some of the faithpreneur boxes in my trunk. And in my spirit, I was like, let me just give this to Dawn as a birthday gift and give it to both of you. And who knew in that moment when we connected, when God laid it on my heart to give you those boxes, that it was something that you were praying for. And I remember when we hugged and I said, you know what? Keep in touch with me. And I made the decision to make sure that you were able to connect with me. That was God ordained. Mm-hmm. And that was right after an incredible, powerful Faithpreneur Weekend. My work wasn't done. I'm like, Jesus, I'm just trying to, like, what's going on? And we took that photo with the Faithpreneur boxes right outside that restaurant. Who knew what God had in store for now? So I just wanted to bring that story full circle for those who've been a part of this call, who have followed everything that's going on. Maria is the testimony that I gave, her and her girlfriend, Dawn and her other girlfriend. So God is intentional. Nothing happens by accident. Maria, you are my heart for a reason. I'm glad I reached out. And I thank him your deliverance and your breakthrough.
God bless you. Those two gifts you gave me in 1 year. Thank you. Thank you. I love you. God bless you.
God bless you and love you. All right, family. We are way into the Holy Ghost party at this point, you know. So if you're still hanging out and you didn't get to see
Dr. Stacy.
Well. Yes, ma'am.
There's only one thing I wanted to say. Somebody asked during the Zoom if they can pop in to yours and Dr. Jolly's prayer time. And Maria just reminded me to say this. And I think Roz mentioned it earlier. When we are alone, that is when the devil uses our mind as his playfield. And he'll bring up every negative thought that he can in our mind to persuade us that we're well-headed, we can't achieve. Whatever we did was too shameful for us to overcome. And that we can't be loved how God said we can. And we all know he's a liar. But that's also where we need to find someone that we can reach out to and say, can you pray with me and for me? It is so pertinent that we align ourselves with somebody here on earth as we align ourselves with the Father, that we can have someone that we can reach out and say, can you just pray for me right now? Can you just lift up my name? Because I'm just too weak to pray for myself. It is so pertinent that when we know that our mind is subject to all types of winds, and we can just moan and groan, and our moaning and groaning is a prayer to God in and of itself, that we call out, and for some reason the scripture is escaping me right now. They said that we should go to the elders and have them pray for us. We need to have that circle that we can just go to. Even if we just have to send a text to somebody, can you just pray? Just lift up my name right now. because we need God to hear us. And I'm just weak. I need that extra strength. Because sometimes, but Dr. Stacey always says, she fills our prayers. When we ask somebody else to pray for us, we do fill their prayers. There's been many times, because I have a prayer circle, that when I'm really down, I'll just go into the circle, type into my prayer circle, I need your help. Pray with me for this, or pray with me on that. They don't have to call me. They don't even have to respond. But by that, my spirit is encouraged. And some of them will reach out and pick up the phone and call me directly. But find that one or two person that you can, or that knows, that you know has that word in them, who's not going to bring in their own personal philosophy, who's not going to bring in their worldview, who's just going to take you to the scripture and use the word of God to heal you.
Amen. Absolutely. So where two or three are gathered, we know that's where God will be, as you touch and agree. And the power of prayer, when you need someone and just having that prayer partner, that prayer warrior, whether it's a group or just two of you, definitely, it just helps to strengthen and fortify you. And sometimes you don't have the words. There's sometimes where the prayer is a grunt. It's like, Jesus. That's about all you can get out. That's why you got to keep praying. You got to put it up in the storehouse, as my pastor used to say. Put all them prayers up, so when you need to pull one down, on a day when you don't have the words, on a day where the tears are just flowing, that you have enough up in the storehouse of prayers before the throne, that God knows your heart. He knows what you need. He knows what your desire is. He's just asking you to seek him. Open up your mouth and ask for what you need, and he will make way, right? We have not because we ask not. And I thank you for that, Celia. And I just want to make sure we got through all those who are still hanging out and new to the call and or always on the call, but never get an opportunity to unmute. Go ahead and unmute your phone at this time by pressing *1 so I can get you in before we wrap up today's call.
Good morning. Great, happy, and blessed day, everyone. Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead, my love.
Yay! So first of all, I want to congratulate Celia because I can hear such growth and such power and presence and just a lot of good things just in her voice. And when she was on in the beginning, I was just so excited to hear that and just so grateful and thankful to be a witness to that. I ditto everything that Annette said. And that I loved how she just laid out everything. And what I wanted to add to that was that one of the reasons why I feel that people that definitely should get the recording is even in the information, there are other things that are happening, not just the information. And for me, just looking at these women that look like me, and if you saw the on the street, you would think they were my sisters, like blood sisters, and what they were able to accomplish. Sometimes our brain and our physicalness needs to actually see it in the flesh and see it in action right before us in the real. Even though we know in the word that even though it was over 2,000 years ago, that it's still real. Sometimes we need it real in our time, like in 2020 time. So that's what it did for me, as well as brought to memory something that was always in my heart. I can't believe I'm getting emotional. That as far as when the attorney was talking about tax liens, and I remember a long time ago when I was thinking about real estate, I said that I love this idea of tax liens because then you can help people that were struggling to be able to stay in their homes, then you could help them. So not only would you be helping yourself, but you would be helping other people as well. So it was a win-win situation for everyone. The last thing that I wanted to say was listening to Dean Elizabeth. I love the fact that you, Dr. Stacey, recognizes all of us for what we bring to the table and how we have our different flavors, and that they all contribute to this wonderful, delicious buffet of life. And I know you always use the gem of life, but and listening to her, it triggered my brain to think of, and I think you actually even said this to some of the panel, like, what are your foundational scriptures? So between her and listening to her and thinking about what are my foundational scriptures, this morning, even before getting on the call, I was going to clean and do all this stuff. But he really had me sit down and say that if you want to have this, beet jelly belly and all these different things, you have to have your foundation first. And you have to not just have it somewhere rattling around in your brain, but it really does need to be on paper so that when you communicate to your tribe, they understand these are biblical principles. These really are biblical principles that you are standing on, like Matthew 6:33 and Psalm 23:1 and Romans 12:1-2 and also Philippians 4:4-9 and 13 and 19. And there is another one too. I wrote it on a different, Romans 8:28. So these, when you're explaining that to people, then you're on one accord. And then that also helps root you and ground you and gives you a sense of direction and gives you that this is my lane that I am traveling in, and that I don't have to compete with other people. I don't have to try to be other people. And what Dr. Jolly was saying about in her presentation about that, you first seek the leader within and seek that first, and then that will lead you to other leaders that you need to study with or be with and everything. That was just so powerful for me. And I just wanted to thank you again. And also, I know I'm usually like really not so serious and really, high energy. And I had to remind myself of that because I have something written above my desk that says, I am put here for joy. And that is something that I always sometimes I get to remember, that I know that I am to bring health and joy as well as prosperity and abundance to God's people. And so I just want to thank you for igniting that, reigniting that, and helping me to have clarity with that. And I just love and adore you. And thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm just so grateful.
I'm grateful for you. And I thank you for that. Love you more. Y'all know you can't beat me in the love game. I love you more, and there's nothing you can do about it. But I truly appreciate your words and just being very introspective and thoughtful with how you are utilizing it, how it's showing up for you. There's no right or wrong way. It's just moving down the road with the capacity that you've been given so that you can show up in the best version of who you are. So I'm just thrilled that we are able to have this time, space, and fellowship. And I'm just thankful to God. I'm like, Lord, we don't have to have a conversation. You've been wearing me out every single Saturday since the year started. But this month of December, I'm like, usually we do the marathons for the last Saturday in the year or the first Saturday in the next year. I'm like, well, how are you wearing me out? I'm like, Jesus, I need a nap. Like, how am I going to finish everything for the day? It's so much. But I thank him for what he is doing and how he is using this opportunity for us to be in fellowship and for us to be encouraged by the words of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. So clearly you crazy Jesus people are still hanging on, because I actually went into the back and I'm like, they still here? And all of y'all got your mics open? Lord, give me strength, Jesus, give me strength. Okay, who's next before we go?
This is Karen in Orlando. Can you hear me? I'll be super quick. I just, I, I, I hold, I, amazing week. I've missed a lot of it. I thank you for making a replay available and all your amazing people that are here each and every week, because I love it all. But I just want, as the scriptures are going out there, I just wanted to add one more, and that's been beaten over my head constantly, but I love it. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12, make it your ambition to live a quiet life. Mind your own business. Work with your hands like we told you, so your daily life will win the respect of outsiders and you won't be dependent on anybody. Thank you. Just wanted to say, add that too. Thanks.
Thank you, my Karen. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. I see a couple more mics open, so let's go through it one by one. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you would like to share before we close out.
Hello, Sunshine.
Hey, my brother.
You know, I'm here. Okay, I'm going to try to break this in two different parts. All right. For people who don't know, this is Darren Smith of Baltimore, Maryland. I'm grateful for life, above all things, my health, my strength, my family, my friends, my church family, my colleagues, for this family. Ooh, you got so much. Okay. Oh, I like that for a second. I'm sorry. Thankfully, for having a roof over my head. I got some food to eat. We're able to have a job that I can work from home. And we are on break for the holidays. Hallelujah. I'm sorry I had to put that in there. Sorry. No, I'm not sorry. I had to put that in there. We are on break. Hallelujah. Okay. Part two. Dr. Stacy, as you know, I've been on this. I got to thank you for this challenge. Oh, my God. I took those. I was working, during the day. I was working, and I still made a point to get on this challenge. So 2021, that's going to be a year. I already put it out there, but I put it out there for myself. It's going to be a year. I'm just putting it out there right now. This challenge was amazing. All your presenters, I'm not going to try and name nobody because I'm going to embarrass myself. I'm not going to do that. But Dr. Pamela C.B. Jolly, oh, I'll get ready to buy her book when we get off this call. She was truly amazing. Again, thanks for this platform. I said this before, I'll probably say it again. You're never too old to teach, and you're never too young to teach, and you're never too old to learn. That's just how it is. Okay. And again, like other people were saying, when the student is ready, the teacher will show up. This has been a week for me. Like I said, I wrote down notes for every day. I'm not going to get into that. We don't have that much time. I'm just grateful for everything that you joined, everybody on this call. And what Cecilia said, Annette, Maria, Detrell, I've been waiting, and I got something to wait. But see, that was the plan. I was supposed to hear all of that. It probably wasn't in my mind at the time, but I was supposed to hear all of that. I'm glad I did. So, again, I'm thankful for this platform, for everybody on this live. I mean, Jason, I mean, Lord have mercy. I'm just grateful. And I got to find my scripture. And again, I'm not going to, I can't sing. That's Rod's the problem. But again, I'm going to bring up one of my new favorite songs, my Marvin Sapp. I thank him for it all. I'm just going to leave it like that. Give me a second to pull up my scripture real quick. Let me see. All right. Rejoice in the Lord always. Delight, take pleasure in him. Again, I will say rejoice. Philippians 4:4. You can take all what I just said, bring it to the bank, and deposit it. Love you.
Love you more. Love you more. Thank you so much for sharing that as always. And I appreciate you. I am just, I'm looking at some samples of something that I'm going to be sending you all. I didn't know one of my designers and partners was on the line for the prayer call, as he's working on a prototype that we'll be sharing with the community. So excited about that. A lot going on, a lot to be done. I do not even pretend that I can do this on any strength of my own. So I just thank God for giving me the strength. As I'm sitting here scratching my head like, I got to get up the energy to jump into this other meeting that probably is halfway over and finish a recording for another client. So y'all pay my straight because I'm about to take a nap. I just, Lord Jesus. Oh, it's just, woo, the way he moving in this season. He is playing zero games. So I've seen a full board of all of y'all still here. Yo, what's wrong with y'all? Y'all love Jesus that much? You still here? It's like 11:25.
I don't understand why you're questioning this. This happens every week. What's the question?
What's the problem? What is the problem? So we don't know about.
Oh Lord, let me see who else has not spoken up that wants to since we're still here. Go ahead, and because I can see you there, so you're hanging on for a reason. I already know about my regular Jesus crew. They not going anywhere until I press in. But if you still hanging here, it's for a reason. So go ahead and let us know your name, where you're calling from, what you're grateful for, and what you would like to share today.
Good morning. This is Renee from Maryland via Brooklyn. Hi, Dr. Stacy.
Hey, Renee.
Hi, Destiny family. Okay, this awesome Saturday morning, I am thankful for being able to participate as there's been a lot of devil work busy this week. And I thank God for boldness because opportunities arise when you sit still. The scriptures that have been put out today, I think that is what has been driving me because there are a lot of my favorites highlighted all over the Bible. And I am saying this for the person that hasn't spoken up and for the person that's not sure what's on their heart and for the person that knows God is for them, but they're not too sure. You have people that are shepherds that show you the way. And Dr. Stacy may not take the title of reverend, but she needs to know that she is the title of a shepherd and that God has put her here so she could shuttle us into what he has for us in ways that we can see it. I am thankful and grateful for the opportunity to speak, for health and wellness in my family, for the joy of those spirits that have passed on, and for the opportunity for us as a community, a family, and people of color to move. So I bless all of you in your business. I thank God for his mercy and his grace, and I say amen and ashe. Have a good one.
Amen and I say, my Renee. Thank you so much, honey. I'm not even going to fuss or argue. I'm too worn out. Go ahead with Shepherd Todd. Look, whatever God got me doing, I'm just going to do it and walk in obedience as long as it's helping God's people and we can all be found in him. So I appreciate you, sis. Thank you so much for being here and hanging out. Anybody else that has not spoken yet that would like to, this is your time before I close us out in prayer.
Go ahead. Okay, Dr. Tracy, this is Martina from Boston with the baby Faith Panora. I just wanted to extend my love and say thank you. Every morning except the first day, I was on the call. I was on the I called in to the Zoom because I was dropping my baby off to daycare and I was just so excited. This is so much to digest. And I'm just grateful for this opportunity to be a part of this movement of what God is doing in all of our lives. I just, I'm sorry, I'm trying not to get emotional because this is just some good food, some great knowledge and understanding of revelation of God's word. And I got some great golden nuggets that will be passed down to generations. But I wanted to just put out there that we as children of God, we have to be mindful of the words that we speak. I hear a lot of people saying, you know, the devil, and the devil is real. But also we have to be mindful of the words that come out of our mouth.
and make sure that we're planting good seed on good ground. So I have a lot more to say, but I know time is limited at this point, and you need to take a nap and get your rest on.
Okay.
So I just wanted to personally just say thank you.
So whatever's on your heart, you can let it look. At this point, there ain't no need to hold back. It is true. We have to watch the words. My pastor used to say, don't call that little minion's name too much, because then you're giving him too much unofficial excitement. So, you know, we do have to watch the words. I appreciate you sharing that and just pushing through. I mean, your testimony alone, those who've heard you, who know what you've gone through, who watched our little baby be born, you know, these are all part of the fellowship and the testimony. So you can finish, Lane, whatever is on your heart. You can go ahead and share it before I pray.
Well, I think that was one of the keys that I wanted to just say, just being careful of the words that come out of our mouths, and pray what God and pray what God says in His Word. Just to meditate on His Word. I was resonating with what Jason was saying earlier, how you know when a person has been spending that time with the Lord, you can hear it as they speak. And I thank God for Dr. Jolly. Although I didn't hear half of what was stated because I had called in on the prayer call and I didn't get in on the Zoom. And I'm just elated with joy. And I don't want to mess up her name, Bea Jarellis came in and she was you know, excited with her, you know, when she comes on. Madison heard her and Madison started clapping and she said, yay! So I'm just excited. And I'm going to show and improve. And as you said, you know, don't just keep saying thank you, but show, you know. So I'm going to put into action all that I've learned all this week. And I'm definitely going to purchase the you know, when you come out with the replays for the week. And that's all I have to say. Be blessed. And there is something about that place of rest. So I pray that God gives you opportunity to get your rest on today. And thank you so much again. And God bless everyone on the call.
Thank you so much, my love. And kiss my baby for me. I love that she started clapping. See, she know happy, happy, happy. Even the babies, raise them up in the way they should go. So when they're old, they won't depart from it. That's the family that we have here. And I truly appreciate all of you and just thank God for you. So any last comments? And then I'm going to pray us out.
Madison is my people. That's what I did for 26 years. Teach babies from infancy up to 6 years old, developmental dance for their brain development. So thank you for that. That just made my day. They still my people.
I love it. I love it. All
amen,
right.
So amen.
Amen. Anybody else that didn't get to speak yet and you're like, well, I've hung on this long.
I would like to say something.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, sweetie. Who's this? Tell us your name, where you're calling.
Hi. I didn't know if you could hear me. Hi, my name is Crystal Wilson. I'm actually just a friend of Markia's. And she actually invited me to join in on this call. I did, however, get to join in on one other call, but I couldn't stay the whole time sometime during last week. But I just want to say I'm very grateful and thankful to all of the knowledge and the wisdom, you know, that in the principle that you guys are sharing with one another and helping one another, you know, get to that next level. I think it's very important. As me and Markia, we both actually, our mothers knew each other. So we both lost our mothers, like, within a couple of months apart. And so it's been such so many different ups and downs and emotional, all these different things that we've probably faced and gone through and still continue to press through. But for some reason, I found like this sense of joy that God had just replaced after my mom passed. Like, I didn't know exactly what to do with all of my emotions and feelings of dealing with the loss and, you know, not being able to express your emotion while you're caring for a person that needs your spirits to be high. So, you know, I dealt with a lot of like, kind of like post-traumatic, you know, like you have these emotions, but you are almost kind of battling yourself to let them out. And so finally, once I prayed and asked God to, you know, heal me and deliver me from this or whatever generational curses that are trying to come on me during this time of bereavement, it was like almost had to be, you know, you have to be submissive. I had to be submissive, but I also had to be bold, but I also had to be vulnerable to God and let him, you know, in and do whatever needed to be done. And so now, you know, I just sense a different sense of healing that is coming on me and just my household too. You know, God is revealing a lot of things. And so a lot of the topics that you guys touched on today with, you know, how important it is to break generational curses and, you know, how to really not stay stuck and move to that next level, it just confirms a lot of what the Holy Spirit has been already, you know, kind of like showing me and kind of leading me down that same path. So I'm just grateful that Markia thought of me to include me on this call. And I'm just grateful for all of you guys that, you know, share and that are seeing the fruits of your labor, you know, and that are being blessed by being obedient to what God told you to do. That gives me a sense of joy and peace on another level to kind of like show me, yeah, you're on the right track. Keep going. Don't stop. So I'm really grateful and appreciative to you guys. God bless each and every one of you.
Oh, God bless you, Crystal. So clearly, you know, you are part of the family. You hung out for 2 years on your second call. So I thank Markia for inviting you and that you came back and that you were able to stay and be in fellowship. And yeah, we look forward to hearing more of your testimony. And thank you for sharing that. There is it's a process. And you were going through caretaking and then through the stages of grief, and only God can fill those voids. Like, there's nothing. It's only God that can give you the strength and the capacity to move through those difficult times.
Right.
So God bless you. Welcome to the family again. And
Thank you. We look forward
to following and celebrating your journey as well.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay. See, now Crystal unmuted. That's why I waited. So another new voice. I actually went into the back end and I can see all of you. So if you're ready, you can go ahead. If not, I will pray us out. Thank you all who stayed in for this extended call. I'm like, what in the world are we going to do for the final prayer call of the year? Like, usually these marathons, we close out the year with them or begin it. But woo, I'm doing a new thing. So last call. For anyone who has not spoken yet,
we need to start saying extended calls because it's just a new norm. But what I've been trying to say is a closed mouth doesn't get fed. If your spirit is hungry and you don't seek for assistance, you can't feed it. Just like if your stomach is hungry, if you don't put food in your mouth, you will stay hungry. So if you are on this call, and you've heard how God has worked in so many of our lives, open your mouth if you want to understand better, or if you want a community to encircle you in prayer, if you want guidance in whatever you're doing, or just accountability. There's many of us that's on this call that can walk with you, beside you, and help you. So don't be shy. Press star one. If you're here with us, you might as well talk, because the rest of us always do.
Well, all right, Deacon Celia, that's what I'm gonna start calling you. All right. The doors of Faith Fedora are open. All right, family.
Hi, Dr. Stacy.
Yes, ma'am.
So this is Cynthia Cordero, and you know, since I met you through Tiana, Von Johnson, you have just been consistent in your how can I put this? No matter what room or forum you're in and what everybody else is doing, you are so consistent in your walk with Christ. And truly the faithpreneur, that whole word, you know, I appreciate you, because in a world where it can be so easy to get, you know, swayed over to the left or to the right and trying to do it like everybody else is doing to be successful. You just step into a room, and I know we were in a Zoom together recently, and you just lit the place up. And so I just wanted to say, I didn't get to catch any of the others this week, and I jumped on this morning for the, you know, the prayer call, and didn't know that I was going to be blessed with the first half. And so I just wanted to say thank you for being so consistent and being so determined, because I know for myself, trying to do a million things and not be distracted by you know, doing it the way, let's just say the world, I'm just gonna put it in quotes, the way the world does it, and really, really, really trying to hone in and hold on to what God, you know, to do things the way God told, you know, I'll say me to do it. And so thank you for your example, you know, thank you for your leadership, your consistency, and your dedication. I'm grateful for you. Thank you.
Amen. Oh, Dr. Cindy Cordero, it's so good hearing your voice, sis. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate, you know, when the lines are open, I know it's always for a reason. And I thank you for that. The consistency, that's all God. Because, you know, there have been some times over these 10 years, like, Lord, I just want to go back to sleep. Wait, it's time for the prayer call. It was late Friday, right? We keep it 100. But he gets me up and he gives me the strength, and I continue to push. You know, even my husband, when it's prayer call time, like before, I used to get up and leave the bedroom if I was home, because there have been many a time doing this call on the road. And I would go down into the office. He's like, babe, why are you leaving the bedroom? I'm like, well, I didn't want to wake you up. He said, well, I'm on the call anyway. So I thank him for giving me a equally yoked partner that has just really had my back through it all. You know, my kids, they already know by default they're going to hear the prayer call, because I don't turn anything down. But for them to see that it's a journey, they know what mom has sacrificed. They know what I've been through. They know that God is faithful. And it's helping them to build their faith muscle, right? When I'm no longer here, you know, one of my sons hates when I talk like that. No, Ma, don't say that. I'm like, look, we don't know the day, the time, or the hour, but I want you to be able to move forward with the lessons that I've learned and the ways in which I've broken some of the generational challenges. I don't even think I want to call them curses anymore. Just challenges that we can grow and stretch and show up better, so that the promises that God made to our foremothers and our forefathers are being manifested in us. So you just saying that really warmed my heart and my soul. And I thank you for that. And I thank you for noticing, because I don't always talk about everything I've done or I do, right? But as the kids would say, you know, I got receipts. I'm about to show my receipts up in here, because there's something to say for long suffering and longevity. That's a whole nother word in and of itself. But to be able to stay the course, be tried and true, no matter where you find me, no matter what I'm doing, my light will not be dimmed by the noise of the world. And it's been a journey to get here, and I'm excited about where we're going next. And that's all through God's grace and his mercy. So as I share transparently some of the learning curves, some of the things to be aware of, I just pray that my faithpreneurs take action with it. And those who heard me, and you all are saying it, that Stacy, we're going to come back with the story. We're going to do the work. That's what I want to hear. and what I appreciate. But Cynthia, you unmuting to say that just really, it just landed in my soul in a way that God is like, see, I just need you to follow me. I need you to do what I say. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what other people are telling you. I don't care about the pain, suffering, and challenge. I got you. And you will get double for your trouble. So when you believe God's word and you stand on it, nothing is wasted. We've all gone through whatever we've gone through, not for us, but for those who will be blessed by our testimony. So I truly thank you, sis, for that. And thank you for being here. It was good seeing you on the Zoom. Now, I'm on so many things. I forget. I'm like, where was I? What did I say when it happened? But I think
no, that's right.
But I thank him for the time. And as I'm sitting with you, it's just so heavy in my spirit. My oldest son does video editing and he's been working on some projects. I just had a project as you were speaking, just kind of deposited in my spirit that I'm about to tell him as we finish, that really speaks to the consistency, that speaks to the different spaces and places that God has allowed me to go into and pulling out some of the nuggets, even some of the testimonies from our call and our fellowship. So, yeah, God just used you to deposit something in me. So thank you, Cynthia.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, family. Anybody else that did not yet? You know, I keep saying last call. I feel I really sound like a Baptist minister. And before we close, and one more before we close. Anybody else? And then I'm going to pray us out. Woo, Lord. Okay, it looks like the lines are all back to muted. So I want to thank all of you that hung in there until this point in the call. I appreciate all of you showing up and just being a part of community, for caring for one another, even hearing the testimony of one another. Harry D. Terrell says she can hear the strength in Celia's voice. That's the power of the Holy Spirit, that we can be connected literally all over the globe. And we don't have to be in the same physical location, but God's Spirit has no boundaries. There's nowhere where God is not. So we just thank him for that. And God, as we come to you to close out today's call, you've made it yet another marathon of praise and worship, dear Lord. We thank you for the knowledge, for the wisdom, for the application of your word. From the beginning of the call with the closeout of our Faithpreneur 7-day Q4 Action Challenge, we thank you for every faculty member that was able to present and pour into the lives of your people. We thank you for the challenge to elevate our standard of business that we have gone through with Dr. Jolly this morning, and the collaboration that you have placed for us to do this work for the narrow road for faithpreneurs. And we thank you, Father, for this VIP prayer call that has been such a blessing for over a decade, where we can gather, where we can lift your name up, where we can be encouraged, where we can pour into each other and just give God, give you all the glory, God. Like there's nothing that's hidden from you. There's nothing that you don't see. We thank you for seeing past our faults, our foolish ways, things that we've done outside your will and your way. Thank you for correction in your word. Thank you for new grace and new mercy that you provide daily. We continue to pray for those who are bereaved, especially during these holiday seasons. It can be difficult. It can be very challenging. And you know it, Lord. Only you can fill those voids. So we just ask you to comfort the heart of the brokenhearted. We pray for those who've been ill, recuperating from COVID-19. We pray, Lord, that folks use wisdom and how they move about, knowing that this virus has not is nowhere near under control, and that we just be good stewards of ourselves and make wise decisions. We pray for Patricia's mom, Mother Mary. Lord, we just ask that as they take her for medical attention, that she will be fine and that no hurt, harm will come to her. And we pray for those who are in hospital beds for other things outside of COVID-19, that they're able to get the care and the resources that they need to restore health and wellness to their body and dispatch your healing angels to them. We thank you, Lord, for victory over the thoughts of depression and suicide that have been plaguing so many people that don't know which way to turn, what to do. Help no one to suffer in silence, but to ask for help from the professionals who are equipped to do the work, to those who are in the houses of worship to provide support, because we know the trick of the enemy is to try to separate us from your love. But no one can separate us from your love, dear Lord. So we just ask you to be with those who are fighting through those difficult and hard moments and not to find shame and asking for help, but that we ask for help because we want to remain strong. And we pray for those who are in difficult marriage situations or relationships where abuse has gone to an all-time high. Help them to get out of those situations, to preserve their life, to go where there's capacity for help, to shelter them in their transitions from these abusive situations. So we just put that before the throne and just ask you to put your people in places where we can be the answers and the solutions to the challenges that we see. And Lord, we thank you, Father, for the breakthroughs, for the doors opening, for the ways that you're making through this Q4 7-day action challenge. 7 days you created the earth, 7 days you are able to do all things more than we could ever ask or think. Eye has not seen and ear has not heard what is in store. And we just thank you, Lord, that our will, our wants, our thoughts, our desires are lost in you. And when we put you first, then all other things shall be added. So help us to stay the course. Help us to do our work so we can watch you work. I pray for covering over every household that's been represented on this prayer call, family, for years and years. Those who are physically here, those who are standing in the gap for, we just give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise and thanksgiving. And Lord, you know all the private prayer requests that are before the throne. You know the places in which your people are seeking you. Open up and reveal yourself to each and every one of us so that we can see the manifestation of your promise in our lives. So we thank you for everything that has been done. We thank you for Minister Boyd, our millennial minister, Rebecca Danielle. We thank you, Lord, for Francilia Wilkins-Raheem. We thank you for Dr. Teresa Martin Esquire. We thank you, Lord, for Elizabeth Madison. We thank you for Serena Brown Travis, Tamara Hartley. We thank you, Lord, for Dr. Pamela C.B. Jolly and all that you have done to lift up each and every one of your faithpreneurs on this journey. And I thank you for covering and guiding me. And I ask you to be with my team, my partners, sponsors, all the different relationships that you are opening, doors you are making, and that I do your will and let your work be done through me on a daily basis. Help me to decrease so you can increase. And I will never forget to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. All these things we ask in the matchless, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, family. As they would say, it's a wrap. Have a blessed day. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. I'm so busy in work mode. I don't even remember when the dates are. I guess Christmas is next week, huh? I guess it is. So we'll be on the prayer call by the grace of God on Boxing Day for all the West Indians out there. That's the day after Christmas that we celebrate. So be safe with your families. Use wisdom in how you move about. Enjoy the rest of the week. Let it be productive. There's still enough time in 2020 to get it done. Love you all, and there's nothing you can do about it. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.